Okay, First Canto, 15th chapter, text number 11. During our exile, Durvasa Muni, who eats with his 10,000 disciples, intrigued with our enemies to put us in a dangerous trouble. At that time, he, Lord Krishna, simply by accepting the remnants of food, saved us. By his accepting food thus, the assembly of Munis, while bathing in the river, felt sumptuously fed, and all the three worlds were also satisfied. You should turn around so, you know, you should face the people you're talking to. Otherwise, I hear you, but no one else can.
अनुवाद हमारे वनवास के समय 10,000 शिष्यों के साथ भोजन करने वाले दुर्वासा मुनि ने हमें भयावह संकट में डालने के लिए हमारे शत्रुओं के साथ मिलकर चाल चली। उस समय उन्होंने कृष्ण केवल जूठन ग्रहण करके हमें बताया था। इसी तरह उनके भोजन ग्रहण करने से नदी में स्नान करके मुनि मंडली ने अनुभव किया कि वो भोजन से पूर्णतया संतुष्ट हो गई और तीनों लोग भी संतुष्ट हो गया है। दुर्वासा मुनि ये शक्तिशाली योगी ब्राह्मण थे जिन्होंने कठिन तपस्या तथा व्रत के द्वारा धर्म के नियमों का पालन करने का संकल्प किया था। उनका नाम अनेक ऐतिहासिक घटनाओं से जुड़ा हुआ है। ऐसा प्रतीत होता है कि उन्हें शिवजी की भांति सरलता से प्रसन्न किया जा सकता था तथा सरलता से रुचि किया जा सकता था। अपार शुभ करते थे और अप्रसन्न होने पर महान संकट उत्पन्न कर देते थे। कुमारी कुंती अपने पिता के घर में सभी ब्राह्मणों की सेवा किया करती थी और उनके सत्कार से प्रसन्न होकर दुर्वासा मुनि ने उन्हें ऐसी शक्ति का वर दिया कि जिससे वो इच्छित देवता का आवाहन कर सकती थी। ऐसा मान जाता है कि वो शिवजी के अंश अवतार थे, अतएव वो शीघ्र ही प्रसन्न या रुष्ट किया जा सकते थे। वो शिव के परम भक्तों थे और उन्हीं के आदेश से उन्होंने श्वेत केतु का पुरोहित बनाना स्वीकार किया था, क्योंकि श्वेत केतु एक 100 वर्षों तक यज्ञ कर चुके थे। वो अभी इंद्रदेव की स्वर्ग सभा में भी जाया करते थे और ऐसे समझा जाता है कि वो अपनी योग शक्ति के आकाश में विचरण कर सकते थे और वो वैकुंठ लोक तथा विचरण कर चुके थे। उन्होंने इतनी लंबी दूरी एक वर्ष में तप की थी। जब उन्होंने चक्रवर्ती सम्राट एवं परम भक्त राजा अमरीश से झगड़ा किया था, उनके 10,000 शिष्य थे और वो जहाँ कहीं जाते तथा जिन क्षत्रिय राजाओं के अतिथि बनते थे वहीं अपने बहुत से शिष्यों को साथ लेके जाते थे। एक बार वो महाराज युधिष्ठिर के शत्रु भ्राता दुर्योधन के घर गए थे। दुर्योधन अत्यंत दुर्बुद्धिमान था, अतएव उसने सभी प्रकार से इस ब्राह्मण को तुष्ट किया। इसी पर इस महर्षि ने दुर्योधन को वरदान देने चाहा। दुर्योधन इनकी योग शक्ति से परिचित था और उसे ये भी पता था कि अप्रसन्न होने पर किसी प्रकार ये भयानक डर खड़ा कर सकते थे। अतएव उसने ऐसी चाल सोची कि ये ब्राह्मण अपना क्रोध उनके शत्रु पांडवों पर उतरे। अतएव जब ऋषि ने दुर्योधन को वर देना चाहा तो उसने कहा कि अच्छा हो यदि श्रीमान हमारे अग्रज तथा प्रमुख महाराज युधिष्ठिर के घर जाए, लेकिन आप तब दूंगी। जब युधिष्ठिर अपनी महारानी द्रौपदी के साथ भोजन कर चुके हो, दुर्योधन जानता था कि द्रौपदी के साथ भोजन करने के बाद महाराज युधिष्ठिर इतने सारे ब्राह्मणों अतिथियों को भोजन नहीं दे पाएंगे और तब यह ऋषि क्रोध होकर महाराज युधिष्ठिर के लिए संकट उत्पन्न कर दे। यह थी दुर्योधन की योजना। दुर्वासा मुनि ने उसकी प्रसन्नता को मान लिया और दुर्योधन की योजना के अनुसार ही वनवासी राजा के यहाँ उस समय पहुंचे जब राजा तथा द्रौपदी भोजन कर चुके थे। महाराज युधिष्ठिर के द्वारा द्वार पर पहुंचते ही दुर्वासा ऋषि का स्वागत किया गया और राजा ने उनसे प्रार्थना की कि वो द्रौपदी का धार्मिक कृत्य नदी के किनारे संपन्न करे, तब तक भोजन तैयार हो जाएगा। दुर्वासा अपने अनेक शिष्यों सहित नदी में स्नान करने गए और महाराज युधिष्ठिर इन अतिथियों के कारण चिंता करने लगे। जब तक द्रौपदी नहीं खाती थी तब तक चाहे कितने ही अतिथि क्यों ना आए जाए उन्हें भोजन दिया जा सकता था, किंतु ऋषि तो दुर्योधन की योजना के अनुसार उस समय सोचे थे जब द्रौपदी भोजन कर चुकी थी। जब भक्तगण कठिनाई में होते हैं तो वो ध्यान मग्न होकर भगवान का स्मरण करते हैं। अतएव द्रौपदी उस विषय स्थितियों में भगवान कृष्ण का स्मरण कर रही थी और ऐश्वर्य भी भगवान तुरंत अपने भक्तों की कठिनाई स्थितियों को समझने वाले हैं। अतः वो वहां पर उपस्थित हुए गए द्रौपदी से कहा कि जितना भी भोजन बचा हो उसे वो ले आए। भगवान की बात सुनकर द्रौपदी अत्यंत खिन्न हो गई क्योंकि भोजन तो था नहीं और भगवान भोजन मांग रहे थे। उन्होंने भगवान से कहा कि यदि वो खा ना चुकी होती तो सूर्य द्वारा प्रदत्त रहस्यमय की मई फली से वो कितना ही भोजन दे सकती थी, किंतु उस दिन वो भोजन कर चुकी थी। अतएव वो संकट उत्पन्न था। वो अपनी कठिनाइयों बताकर कृष्ण के समझा रोने लगी। जैसा कि ऐसा अवसरों पर स्त्रियों करती हैं, किंतु भगवान ने द्रौपदी से रसोई के पात्र लाने के कहा जिससे वो देख सके कि उनमें कहीं भोजन का कोई कण लग तो नहीं रहा गया। द्रौपदी के ऐसा करने पर भगवान ने देखा कि पात्र में सांप का एक कण लगा हुआ है। भगवान ने उसे निकाल कर तत्क्षण खा लिया। उसके बाद भगवान ने द्रौपदी से कहा कि दुर्वासा समेत सारे अतिथियों को बुलाए, भीम को नदी तक से उन सबों को बुला लाने के लिए भेजा गया। भीम ने कहा, महोदय आप क्यों विलम्ब कर रहे हो, आइए भोजन तैयार हो गई। किंतु भगवान कृष्ण ने भोजन का एक कण ग्रहण कर लिया था, अतएव नदी में स्नान करते समय अतिथियों का भी पेट भर चुका था। उन्होंने सोचा कि महाराजा युधिष्ठिर ने उन सबों के लिए नाना प्रकार के व्यंजन तैयार कराए होंगे और क्योंकि उन्हें भूख नहीं लगा रही थी और वो खा नहीं सकेंगे तो महाराज युधिष्ठिर को दुख होगा, अतएव श्रेयस्कर यही होगा कि वो वहां जाए ही नहीं। इसीलिए उन सबों ने चले जाने का निश्चय किया। ये घटना सिद्ध करती है कि भगवान सर्वोच्च योगी है, अतएव वो योगेश्वर कहलाता है। दूसरी शिक्षा ये मिलती है कि प्रत्येक गृहस्था को चाहिए कि भगवान को भोजन भेंट करे। इसका फल ये होगा कि हर व्यक्ति संतुष्ट हो जाएगा, भले ही 10,000 अतिथि क्यों ना हो, क्योंकि भगवान संतुष्टि है, यही भक्तों की विधि है।
ओम
चक्षुर्मीलितेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोविश्वं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं सदाहि स्वधारणिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुशिरोवरमं श्रीगुरुवैष्णवाश्रमं श्रीरूपं साध्यजाचं सहगणप्राकलं सजीवं सद्वैतं सद्वैतं कृष्णा सहिता कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितं पंचकल्पतृभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यो च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनीति नाम्ने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
Okay, that took 15 minutes. Nobody here practices reading Hindi. You read anything? Don't read Thai, don't read English. I know Dharmaraj, you can't really read anything. You can speak very good English, Thai and Hindi, but you can't read any of them. Burmese reads them. Because they never schooled and you have to practice reading. Japanese, especially if they don't practice, they just completely forget. Because there's so many things to learn. Anyway, this is Durvasa Muni. He's quite a character.
Durvasa Muni ka bare mein batayenge aaja.
He's a partial incarnation of Lord Shiva for some reason.
Ra ma Durvasa Muni euta bhagwan Shiva ji kai avatar hununcha unna.
He's very powerful.
Ra tesa bhanda wa ekdam shaktishali hununthyo.
And he's very demanding. He's not like a humble sage.
Ra wa rishi ji ekdam risa hununthyo.
He'll visit a king and demand so many things.
Ra waha raja haru sang gara betgat garnu huncho ra raja haru sang dherai kura haru chahana garnu huncho wale.
But if they can please him and do everything he wants, then he'll give great benediction.
Tara waha le chahana gare yati chai waha Durvasa Muni lai prasanna banauna sakne bhane chai waha le ekdam dherai thulo aashirwad dinu huncho.
And they're afraid of him cursing him also.
Kinabhane sabai le nai waha lai sarap dinu huncho bhanera darauncha sabai.
Like one time he was at some king and he asked the king and queen to massage his feet.
Ekchoti raja ra rani baithama garau unka khutta lai yahan massage garna naunu bhayo.
And not to stop until he wake up.
Ra wahan najeun jel talak mechi rakhnu bhannu bhayo.
And he slept for 3 days.
Ra wahan 3 din niraunu bhayo, 3 din.
He made them pull a chariot like horse, you know. Made the king and queen pull the chariot that he's riding on.
Ra wahi raja rani la pura ghoda bagi yasto banaunu bhayo chadera.
You go out and come back late at night when everything is finished and everyone's sleeping and demand a big feast.
Ra tesari bahira janu hunthyo are ra sabai tya janta haru sute basi aunu hunthyo are tesari ani bhojan garnu hunthyo are.
And you know, there's if you eat before your guest, that's a Tafaraj.
Ra hamile yesari koi afna atithi atithi pauna haru bhanda agadi kehi kura haru unharlai na खिलाइ खाइएछ भने अपराध हुन्छ भन्नु
So that's the last thing in this purport. The householder, before he eats, he's supposed to go out and shout, Is there any hungry people? Please come. Three times he's
supposed to
shout. Anyone hungry, please come.
खानु भन्दा अगाडि बाहिर गएर यसरी कराउनु पर्छ अरे कोही यो एरियामा कोही भोको व्यक्तिहरू छ कि छैन भनेर तिनचोटि कराएर आएर बल्ल खानु पर्छ अरे
Prabhupada said his father did that.
र प्रभुपादले भन्नुहुन्थ्यो अरे उहाँका पिताजीले त्यसो गर्नुहुन्थ्यो अरे
And then if many hungry people come and eat everything, he doesn't eat. So he, somehow Duryodhan, he pleased him because he knew he could get some Duryodhan always had some evil intention. He hated the Pandavas.
किनभने दुर्योधनको एकदम चलाखाई बुद्धि थियो उनले पाण्डवलाई बहुत नफरत गर्थ्यो रिस गर्थ्यो
सो ही सेड ओके आई विल टेक द बेनेडिक्शन लेटर
किनभने उसलाई त्यो आशीर्वाद चाहिएको थियो दुर्वासा मुनिको त्यसो हुँदाखेरि दुर्वासा मुनिलाई खुसी बनाउन उसले कोसिस गरिरहेको थियो
कुन्ती गट हर बेनेडिक्शन फ्रम हिम अल्सो
कुन्ती महारानीले पनि दुर्वासा मुनि बडै आशीर्वाद पाउनुभयो
to call any demigod and she didn't know it was to call the demigod to give a child
किनभने उहाँले यो पाउनु भएको थियो कि सबै देवताहरू जुनैलाई पनि बोलाउन सक्नुहुन्थ्यो तर उहाँलाई यो थाहा थिएन कि जसलाई बोलाएर पनि नानी हुन्छ भन्ने थाहा थिएन अरे कुन्ती
महारानीले
त्यसो हुँदाखेरि सूर्य देवतालाई बोलाउनु भयो
एन्ड ही सेड ऑलराइट आई विल गिव यू अ चाइल्ड
त्यसो हुँदाखेरि सूर्य देवता आएर ठिकै छ तिमीले मलाई बोलायो अब मैले त तिमीलाई पुत्र दिनै पर्छ भनेर भन्नु
एन्ड शी सेड नो 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 आई एम जस्ट अ यंग गर्ल आई एम नॉट मैरिड
अनि कुन्ती महारानीले भन्नुभयो होइन 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 मैले त नानी लिनलाई बोलाएको होइन म त कुमारी हो म त बिहा गरेकै छुइनँ मैले लिन हुन्न भनेर भन्नुभयो
सो ही वाज एंग्री
तर सूर्य देवता
said you called me
किन मलाई बोलायो त
and if I don't give you a child the other demigods are going to laugh at me
ए तिमीले बोलाइसकेपछि मैले तिमीलाई पुत्र दिनै पर्छ यति मैले दिन छु भने अरू देवताहरू मसँग जोक गर्छन्
सो शी एग्रीड ही एग्रीड शी कुड रिमेन अ वर्जिन समहाउ
त्यसो हुँदाखेरि उहाँले मान्नै पर्यो र पनि उहाँ एकदम नै बस्नुभयो
But he was angry and she was afraid so that Karna had his problems.
त्यसो हुँदाखेरि ती सूर्य देवताको टाइममा उनी रिसाका थिए कुन्ती देवी चाहिँ डराएकी थिइन् त्यसो हुँदाखेरि कर्ण त्यस्तो खालको
By material calculation, you're so great warrior and very charitable and everything and honest to keep his vow, but he still had trouble because he liked the Duryodhan.
नभए देखि कर्ण यसरी भन्ने हो भने एकदम ऊ महान एकदम एकदम वीरता भएको एकदम दानी व्यक्ति हुनुपर्ने हो
सो एनिवे एन्ड इन कुन्ती कर्ण Draupadi had pleased the sun god and she had this benediction the akshaya patra
yesari nai draupadi le bhane surya devata lai tesari khushi banaunu bhayeko thiyo ra waha le akshaya patra bhanne paunu bhayeko thiyo surya devi
so that from that pot she could cook and then any number of people could eat
to patra bada waha le jati jana karodau manche lai pani pakauna khari pugthyo to patra ma pakauna khari
but after she ate there was finished
तर उहाँले द्रौपदीले खाइसकेपछि चाहिँ फेरि कसैलाई पनि पुग्ने थिएन
She would eat last, she would make sure everybody ate and Yudhishthira ate and everything and then she would eat.
जहिले पनि उहाँले सबभन्दा पछाडि सबैले खाइसकेपछि पाण्डवहरूले खाइसकेपछि बल्ल खानुहुन्थ्यो
Indian wives used to do that.
तर हाम्रो इन्डियन धर्ममा पनि इन्डियन परिवारमा पनि श्रीमतीहरूले त्यसै गर्छन्
The first Indian I really went to his house, he was quite old at the time. And the wife would sit in the kitchen and never touch anything until he
finished. And
if he was fasting because of sickness, she would fast.
अनि तिनी मान्छेले
हो
के अरे कोही बिमारी भएर उनी व्रत लिएका छन् भने पनि ती श्रीमतीले पनि व्रत
लिन्थेन अरे
जस्तै गुरु र चेला गुरुले नखाइकन चेलाले कहिले पनि खानु हुँदैन
But now I've met Indian men and they're vegetarian, but the wife won't be even vegetarian.
तर अहिले चाहिँ इन्डियनहरू यस्ता भेटिन थाले अरे कि इन्डियन मान्छेहरू चाहिँ उनीहरू तातालु भेजिटेरियन खान्छन् अरे बुढीले तातालु नै खान्नन्
यु हेभ टु इट गार्लिक
बुढीले भन्थे बुढालाई चले यो
प्याज
खा लसुन खा त्यो तातालुले नै पर्दैन
अहिलेका
अहिले त्यस्तो भइसक्यो
So anyway, Duryodhan had the idea then to get the Pandavas cursed by Durvasa.
Right. Duryodhan le chai yo chahana thyo ki Durvasa muni le Pandav lai chai sarap dinus bhanera usko chahana yo thyo.
Durvasa, you know the story is mentioned here, the Ambarish, he was a great Vaishnav king.
Durvasa muni ko ra Ambarsa muni ko to history cha thulo.
And he'd been observing some kind of fast for 1 year, like Ekadasi.
Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj.
So it was a day for him to break the fast.
And
Durvasa Muni came.
And
he said, you know, here I am. But I'm going to go take bath, then I'll come back for So the, you know, there's a particular time you have to break the fast. So he consulted the brahmanas and they said, well, you can take water.
Because
water is fasting and also not fasting. So he took a little water. Durvasa came back, caught him.
You're
eating before your guest. Took some hair out of his head, threw it on the ground. And a big, horrible thing. Came to attack. But then the Sudarshan Chakra came. And started chasing
Durvasa.
So he could feel the heat. And he had all this mystic power. He was running like anything.
र तोट्यामा चक्रले उनलाई मार्नलाई लखेर्दाखेरि दुर्वासा मुनि पुच्छर ठाडो बनाएर भाग्यो
And he went to all the different demigods, help me, help me, help me. They said, I can't help you.
सारा देवी देवतालाई बचाउनु मलाई बचाउनु भन्दै दुर्वासा कुदेका छन् यता चक्रले लखेटिरहेका छन्
Can't help you, this is Vishnu, you know, the Sudarshan Chakra.
र विष्णु भगवानदेखि बाहेक सूर्यसन चक्रलाई कसैले पनि गर्न सक्दैन
So he finally got to the Vaikuntha.
And
he was begging Vishnu.
He
said, I can't help you.
He
said, the devotee is in my heart and I'm in the heart of the devotee and you've offended the devotee. So I can't help you.
तिनी भक्त जो हुन् अम्बरसर ऋषि हुने तिनी मेरो हृदयमा छन् र म पनि उनीहरूको उनीहरू भक्तहरूको हृदयमा छु त्यसो हुँदाखेरि तिमीले जब तक भक्तहरूलाई अपराध गर्छौ मैले बचाउन सकिनँ
यु हेभ टु गो एन्ड बेग फर्गिभनेस अफ अम्बरीश
तिमीले गर उनी अम्बरीश महाराजलाई नै गर क्षमा माग
सो हि वाज सो फियरफुल हि इमिडिएटली यु नो
र त तिनी दुर्वासा रनि बहुत डराएका
थिए हि बीन गॉन अ लङ टाइम एन्ड Ambarish had fasted the whole time, feeling like he was bad. So humble. So, of course, he immediately forgave Durvasa Muni. That's the nature of devotee. So this case is similar. Krishna rescued the Pandavas in a different way.
Duryodhan
said, you go, you know, to Yudhisthira and ask with all your followers, he goes to many, many followers, you want to eat.
Duryodhan said, दुर्वासा मुनिला उनीका धेरै हजारौं हजारौं चेला थिए उनीहरूले केही खान्छन् कि भनेर सोध्न पठाए
सो इट वाज लेट द्रौपदी had already eaten there was nothing left
तर चोट्यामा डेरी भइसकेको थियो कि द्रौपदीले सबै कुराहरू खाइसकेर फन्काइसकेको थियो
सो दे वर रियली वरीड यू नो
त्यसो उनीहरू पाण्डवहरू एकदम
बट दे अलवेज न्यू कृष्ण वुड हेल्प
तर उनीहरूलाई थाहा थियो कि भगवान् कृष्णले उहाँलाई बचाउनुहुन्छ भनेर
Like here, Arjuna is listing off all the different times Krishna helps him. And Kunti also. She does the same thing. So, Yudhishthira just kept cool. He said, you go have your bath. Because that's another thing that we aren't very grammatical anymore, but we don't wash up very much before we eat. So at least wash your hands, feet, and mouth before
we eat.
Sometimes after. Most people so they went to the river. And Draupadi cried, Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna.
She knew Krishna would help her like he did, you know.
That
was yesterday's verse. So, Krishna came. He said, you have something to eat?
I'm hungry.
She said, oh no, now, Duryodhana, now you come and you want to eat, that's even worse now. But Krishna just laughed and he said, you go check the cooking pots. So they found a little. And when he ate, all of the Duryodhana and all his followers, they suddenly felt like they had a big feast. So they were thought, if we go there, he's going to have a big feast for us and we can't eat anything because
we're full.
I heard Indrajuna Maharaj saying once that if a disciple asks him for lunch, he never eats it in the morning. You got to make sure to be hungry.
Indrajumna Maharaj said, "Manu unti varre, maaka chela ale, maala jale bani, bhajan gana balauna hari, bian maale dhunso naat gana undare, bian khana sakti na givanda."
Nobody ever invites me to their house for eating.
Rakshale bani, garma khana na balauna manu unti varre.
Because they think the only duty of the sannyasi is to eat what they cook. Even the guru. So, anyway, so they just went away, you
know.
So that's just another way that Krishna saved the Pandavas. He did everything for
them.
Even when Duryodhan, you know, was dying and he saw Krishna, he said, it's all your fault. You did this, you did that, you did that. You helped the Pandavas all the time.
Couldn't
understand his own sinful activity.
Blaming
Krishna. He was a prime example of an envious rascal. But we have to be careful not to blame Krishna. Why did Krishna do this? Why didn't Krishna give me this? Why did Krishna do this? It's easy to think that Why doesn't Krishna
give us?
But we're getting what we deserve. We get it, we get what we deserve. Somebody made a sign that said the Karma Cafe. There's no menu. You get what you deserve. Doesn't matter what you ask for. You're going to get what you deserve. So we're getting even from previous lifetimes still. But it is the result of many, many pious deeds that we're able to come in contact with Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna. So we're very fortunate and we should take advantage of that. And if anything that we think is bad is happening, the devotee understands that actually I deserve much worse, but Krishna is reduced.
So it says in
the Nectar Devotion, one can understand Bhakti Tattva when he has gained a little taste for the books like Srimad Bhagavatam. But you can never understand it by logic. So if we just like to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, it's a special benediction. And the more we hear it, the more we like it. The six Goswamis who memorized the entire Srimad Bhagavatam, still they would get together just to listen to it. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was expert at reciting Srimad Bhagavatam very beautifully.
Raghunath Bhatta Goswami bhanne pani Srimad Bhagavatam ko ekdam prachar garnama tap hununcha.
Different melodies, and all the Goswamis would just come to listen. Gadadhar Pandit was expert at reciting Srimad
Bhagavatam.
But nobody could read his book because when he read, recited it, he would be so much tears it ruined the book. But he knew it anyway, he didn't have
to.
He didn't need the book. So, and Lord Chaitanya would come to listen to Gadadhar Pandit recite.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu swayam Gadadhar Pandit ko to lecture sunna hunte.
So, this is the definition of Bhakti Devi.
Bhakti Devi ko
goddess of devotion.
Bhaktara Bhagwan ko bare ma.
All the potencies of Krishna have personified forms. They have a personification of Krishna's Shaktis.
Krishna Bhagavan ko yo shakti haru lai wale bataiyeko.
So bhakti she has her own will.
Bhakti devi ko usko apnai chahana thyo.
She's self-manifest. Does not depend on any other agency.
Kunai arula wahaka kunai aru ekjan haru wahalai pratinidhi haru chahine thaina.
in order to manifest in someone's heart. He told Bhakti at Hokshaje, Ahoitu ki apti. It's causeless. Bhakti is causeless. Bhakti has no cause. The only cause is herself. Bhakti comes in the heart of a devotee as the cause for manifesting in others.
Bhakti jim bhakti vanego bhakta ergo irdayama bhakti vara ate aununja.
Krishna gives power to the devotees.
Bhagavan Krishna le tini bhakta elai to sakti dinunja.
It's not just the sadhana that makes bhakti appear in someone's heart.
Sadhana le mate kasego irdayama bhakti auna gardaina.
She comes into the heart when she sees the unalloyed service attitude.
Tini bhakti ji yo chari aunchan ki kasale ekdam kei chahana nagari kina bhagwan ko seva garna chahana gareko chha bhane tini bhakti aera hridaya ma basin.
Not just the practice itself, but the attitude has to be there.
Hamile practice garera gare jasto garera matra haina tyo satya nai gareko hunu parcha.
So somebody may do sadhana but for material gain, so bhakti won't come.
कसैले यो भौतिक चाहनाको लागि देखाउनको लागि भक्ति गरेका हुन्छन् त्यसो हुँदाखेरि तिनी भक्ति आउँदैन.
But if someone really wants to serve Krishna and they're praying the mantra, you know, let me serve, please, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, that service attitude, that's what attracts one.
र कसैले चाहिँ एकदम केही भौतिक चाहना नभइकन भगवान् मलाई चाहिँ तपाईँको शरण शरणमा चाहिँ सेवा गर्न मौका दिनुहोस् भनेर हरे कृष्ण एकदम जप छ भने तिनी भक्ति देवी उसको हृदयमा आएर बसिन्न.
And that's a test if our chanting is good, if we want to serve Krishna.
त्यसरी नै हामीले जति भगवान्को नाम जप्छौँ त्यसरी हामी भगवान्लाई सेवा गर्न चाहना बढ्दै हुन्छ.
Not by, you know, how much musical ability we have or how many slokas we memorized or, you know, what, how much money we get and how many big temples we build. If the attitude is to show up, but even if someone is very poor and has practically nothing, but if they just want to serve and they're chanting and praying, let me serve, then
Krishna's very clear.
Okay. So let us not be like Duryodhana and Durvasa.
I mean, Duryodhana and Durvasa are so unholy, no?
Those characters are there to show us, you know, how bad it is, because we have a little bit of envy and anger and all that, you know, but it's to show us how bad it is. We should pray to Krishna, please.
I mean, sabai sanga tyo aruma isya garnai jinis haru huncha. तर हामीले त्यसलाई ननिकालिकन एकदम भगवान्को सेवामा लगाएर त्यसलाई निभाउनु पर्छ. दुर्योधन र दुर्वासा जस्तो रिस देखाउनु हुँदैन.
It's described what a devotee has, four different qualities.
र भक्तहरूको गुण के हुन्छ, चार गुण हुन्छ भनेर नि बताइएको छ.
He's humble.
र एकदम नम्रता हुनु.
He's compassionate.
एकदम क्षमाता हुनु.
He wants to praise others.
र अरूको लागि आफूले प्रार्थना गरिदिनु.
And he has no false pride.
र आफ्नो त अहङ्कार हुनु हुँदैन.
Right? Like Lord Chaitanya said, Trinata Pisani Chainatara Pisani. Mani na manadena. Offering all respect to other but not expecting anything in return.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhuले जसरी भन्नुभयो त्यो सारा सम्पूर्ण जीविकाहरूलाई त्यसरी
serving for the sake of service. Chanting because they love the holy name. Okay, so.
धन्यवाद
हरे कृष्णा गौरांगा
गौरांगा।